Best Week of the Sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
All right, and welcome in to another edition of high school basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. As it's the final game of the regular season for these two tonight in the Twin Valley League, as we're at Axtell High School, home of the Eagles, as they welcome in the Panthers of Centralia for a double dip to wrap up the 21-22 regular season. Good evening, Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. As I mentioned again, it is the final game of the regular season for both of these teams, as 1A substate matchups are already set and will get going on Thursday and Friday this week. So it's already that time of the year. Hard to believe that the basketball playoffs are getting going this week. And for both of these teams, a little bit different paths as we get set for the girls contest here in a couple of minutes. But for Axtell, they know their matchup coming up. They are in the Class 1A Division 2 substate with Hanover as the top seed and Lynn the 2 seed. Both of those teams getting byes this week, and we'll get winners next Friday night as the two first round games will be Wetmore and Axtell. So the Lady Eagles will take on the 4 seed Wetmore. That game will be at Wetmore on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and the winner will get the top seed Hanover next week. And the other first-round game in that substate is Wakefield and Southern Cloud. That is the 3-6 matchup. And for Centralia, the number 2-ranked team in 1A D1, Panthers trying to wrap up the undefeated regular season and perfect TBL title. Just been a phenomenal season for Roger Holthaus and company. But a win tonight would get that done and lock up the TBL championship for the Panthers here in 21-22. They're in a 1A D1 substate at Frankfurt. They're the top seed, so they get a bye until next week. And then Donovan West also the top two seeds at number two, and they'll get a bye as well. And then the two matchups there will be Care Paravel and Troy. That'll play on Friday night. And then Frankfurt gets Onega. That's the ball game we'll have for you on 92-1 Friday night. A 1A D1 substate game, just a girls contest, as the 3-seed Frankfurt Wildcats take on the Buffaloes of Onega, the 6-seed. So that is a game we'll have for you on Friday night. But let's get you set for this one tonight, Axtell and Centralia. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we will start with the road team in Centralia. Been about the same starting five we've seen majority of the year under Roger Holthaus, and it goes like this. Lena Haverkamp is a 5'5 junior, averaging over 10 points per game. Jaden Wells also in the backcourt, a 5'6 junior. Combination of Avery and Owen Dieters. Avery the 5'8 senior, Owen the 5'8 freshman. Avery averaging nearly 13 a game. Owen the freshman, the leading scorer at just under 18 points per game. And then also in the backcourt is Abby Flinty, a 3-year starter and a 5'5 senior. So again, for Roger Holthaus in his 13th season at the helm, it's Haverkamp, Wells, Avery and Owen Dieters, and Flinty. For the Lady Eagles of Axtell, they come in at 3-17. It's been a down year for sure, and they have lost 11 straight coming into this one tonight. And they will go like this under 6-year head coach Abby Stevie. It'll be Aspen Butting, a 5'7 senior. Also, Lily McClellan is a 5'8 senior. Laney Porting is a 5'9 junior. Taylor Brockstrom in the backcourt, a 5'4 junior. And then Kennedy Dieters, a 5'8 senior, rounding things out for the Eagles. So again, for Abby Stevie and co, it is Aspen Bussing, Lily McClellan, Laney Porting, Taylor Brockstrom, and Kennedy Dieters. Appreciate the listeners out there. Centralia road black uniforms, Eagles in their home whites. These two met in the quarterfinals of the TBL tournament in mid-January in Frankfurt. Centralia won the matchup 56-26. So again, thanks for tuning in. Our boys contest will follow. Double dip, final game of the regular season here on 92.1 at KMZA. Axtell will go from right to left, Centralia from left to right. Panthers control the tip. They get quick numbers up the floor, and Haverkamp gets a quick layup for two. Nice pass by Owen Dieters, and Alina Haverkamp, the 5-5 junior getting the Panthers on the board first. 2-0 our score. Here is Axtell coming off a loss last Friday against Blue Valley. 36-29. Again, they have lost 11 straight. Coming into this one tonight. Pass was deflected out of bounds, so they'll throw it in from the side out. It's Brocksterman handling the position here at point guard. Dumps it off here to Porting, top of the key. She wants to make a move, gets inside. Her pass deflected around the three-point line, and that one is taken away. It's a two-on-one break. Haverkamp has it at the block, kicks it out. Owen Dieters, a three, book it. Owen Dieters from downtown and picks up right where she left off on Friday night in the win over Clifton Clyde as she buries a triple. It's a 5-0 start here for Centralia on the road. Here's a pass left wing. It goes to Taylor Brocksterman. She's trying to make a move inside. Had it knocked away and another steal. This is Owen Dieters up the floor in transition. Her layup is good. Owen Dieters now with a quick five, and it's 7-0 Panthers. And Axtell throws it away or not deflected, or it's not deflected. It is going to be a turnover. Three straight here by Axtell. Now the Panthers get it back with a 7-0 lead, 1:06 into the ball game. This is Owen Dieters, the freshman. Certainly the Centralia team, one of the best in 1A D1. They're number two in the final rankings that came out earlier today from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Here is Avery Dieters as Axtell sits in a 2-3 zone defense. Wells had it knocked away, but gathers. Long pass into the corner with Avery Dieters. Curls, kicks it out. Haverkamp, a right corner three. That is good. Lena Haverkamp from downtown. She's got five. Owen Dieters has five, and it's 10-0 Centralia, not even 2 minutes in. Hot start shooting from the outside for the Panthers. They have been so good shooting it this year, especially from the outside. Here's a drive and a layup. Spins in there for Aspen Butting. And Axtell's on the board. The 5'7 senior makes it 10-2 Centralia as we're 2 minutes in. Here's Flinty, left side to Haverkamp. They set up Owen Dieters, a right wing three. That one is too strong, and a rebound collected there by Axtell's Lily McClellan. Now the Eagles work it up the floor, down eight early, 10-2 our score. Here is Porting, a baseline drive, cut off, kicked it out top of the key. This is Kennedy Dieters. Left side to Butting on the wing. A one-handed pass to the far side with McClellan. Now it goes top of the key to Aspen Butting. Nice ball fake, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out. Here's a three on the way, and that is good for Kennedy Dieters. A 5'8 senior cuts the lead in half. It's now 10-5 in favor of Centralia. 5:20 and counting, first quarter. Haverkamp, a nice pass inside. It's Avery Dieters, too easy from the left block, and she finishes with the right hand. A 5'8 senior, Avery Dieters, a four-year starter, gets her first basket, makes it 12-5 Centralia. Here's a pass inside. McClellan, her shot is blocked, and a rebound for Flinty, and now she wants to push. Two-on-one break. Haverkamp's layup, no good, but a whistle and our first foul. Comes at 4:58 left here in the first. And for Haverkamp, she'll shoot two. As the foul is on Lady Porting, that, again, is her first team first. So Haverkamp to shoot a pair, 59% at the line this season. First one up, and the first one spins in there. And she's got six already here in the first quarter. Makes it 13-5 in favor of Centralia. She had 14 points, 9 rebounds in the win over Clifton Clyde on Friday. This one is short, and a rebound collected there by Lady Porting. So a 1-for-2 trip, and now there's a steal in the backcourt, and it's going to be an easy layup for Avery Dieters, and then she's knocked to the floor, and it's an and-one. Avery Dieters now with four and a chance to capitalize on a three-point play. Makes it 15-5 Centralia, 4:51 left here in the first quarter. As the foul's on Porting again, her second, she has to come out. And Chloe Strothman, a 6-foot freshman, into the game for the Eagles. Avery Dieters, four here in the first, 68% at the line this season. And she misses this one. And the rebound for McClellan for Axtell. Here is Kennedy Dieters. And she has it knocked away from behind, and a steal here by Tatum Kramer, who's in the game, a freshman here for Centralia. She has it in the right corner, bouncing it to Avery Dieters on the block. She's doubled, trying to spin away from it, and then throws it off a defender and out of bounds. So the Panthers will reset underneath their own bucket, leading 15-5 at 4:32 left here in the first quarter. So not even halfway through this opening quarter, and Centralia already with 15 points as another pass deflected out of bounds, this time by Brockstrom. And now Centralia will throw it from the side out as Flinty gets it to Owen Dieters in the right corner. Nice ball fake, stops on the wing. Kicks it to her sister Avery for a long two. Straight on, it's good. Avery Dieters now with six. Makes it 17-5 at 4:20 left here in the first. Eagles trying to work it up the floor. Aspen Bussing guarded here by Haverkamp. Wants to take it all the way. A lot of contact, and we get a whistle, and they are foul's going to be on Centralia. This one will be against Haverkamp. Her first team first. It's on the floor, so the Eagles will throw it in underneath their own bucket. 4:10 left here in the first. 17-5, Centralia off to a roaring start here on the road, trying to cap off a perfect regular season at 20-0 if they can get it done tonight. There's a shot inside that's no good. Rebound for Avery Dieters. Now Centralia, like they want to do, push the pace. Is Haverkamp a transition three? This one is no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to Axel. So a quick one-and-done possession there by the Panthers. They'll continue to show man-to-man pressure here in the full court. Axel to throw it in with Aspen Bussing. Gets it into McClellan. Back to Bussing. Now she works it up the floor, guarded by Haverkamp. Near sideline, gets across the timeline, stops in between the rings out high. Haverkamp hounding her, able to get it off to Dieters here, left side on the wing. Bouncing it to the elbow, right side to Strothman. On about a three, turns it down. Top of the key, it goes to Brockstrom. Brockstrom gets to the elbow, bounce passes up top to Dieters. Now this is Bussing along three straight on. That's no good, but a rebound underneath by Brockstrom to keep it alive. Bouncing it to Strothman. Her shot is blocked, and a rebound for Flinty. Now she wants to push. Gets it up to Owen Dieters. Skips it to Haverkamp left corner. Had an open look at a three and turns it down. The reset. 3:10 and counting, first quarter, 17-5. Centralia leading by 12 with the ball. This is Haverkamp. Right side pass to Avery Dieters on the wing. Now Owen gets it in the corner. Nice long pass to Haverkamp left corner. Curls to the wing, kicks it up top to Flinty. Flinty holding it high, not using the dribble. Now Kramer, an entry pass inside to Owen Dieters, working underneath the bucket, gets it off to her sister Avery. Shot is up, no good. Owen gets the rebound on the backside. Ball fakes, tries to put another one up. That one is no good. And a rebound here for Axel, and now they want to push the tempo a little bit. Good job defensively in transition by the Panthers. Here's a long three from the left corner that's banked in by Taylor Brockstrom. And a three ball for Taylor Brockstrom makes it 17-8 in favor of Centralia. 2:22 and counting, first quarter. Here's Haverkamp. Swings it here to the near side with Flinty. Owen Dieters on a back cut. Nice bounce pass to Haverkamp. A left wing three. That's short. Owen Dieters grabbing the rebound, keeping the possession alive. Spinning on a double team. Kicks it to her sister Avery, who fires a deep three. That one is no good. And the rebound being chased into the corner, and out of bounds it goes. And the Eagles will get the possession back. So a couple of opportunities there. The Eagles able to get the stop, get the ball back down. 9:02 left here in the first. 17-8 is our score. This is Taylor Brockstrom working it up near sideline. Dribbles all the way to the left corner. Keeping the dribble, now works it to the wing. Stops there, bouncing it left corner to Bussing. Thought about a three. Ball fakes on Haverkamp all the way inside. Floater is no good, and a rebound for Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters, right wing. Stops. Thought about popping a tray. Instead, no thank you. Kramer now a baseline drive. Swings at the Haverkamp left wing. Now Flinty, top of the key. Sets and fires. That one is no good. Owen Dieters, the offensive rebound underneath, and then throws it away and out of bounds. And a turnover for Centralia. So Owen Dieters has had a couple of offensive rebounds here in the last couple of minutes, but not being able to result in second chance points. Allison Bussing, a 5'6 junior, checks in for the Eagles. And she's got the inbounds pass. And under 90 seconds to go here in the quarter, it's a 17-8 Centralia lead. Here's a baseline drive cut off by Brockstrom. Shot is up, no good. And a rebound for Centralia as Haverkamp has this one. Wants to push the pace. Kramer, a right baseline drive cut off on the block, looking for Wells. And had it knocked out of bounds, and it will be Centralia ball with 1:06 left here in the quarter as we'll get a sub into the game. Tori Kuckelman, a 5'6 sophomore, has checked in for Centralia. as Haverkamp will get a breather. Flinty is out as well. As Avery and Owen Dieters joined by Kramer, Kuckelman, and Wells. Kuckelman thought about a three instead, going inside. Nice backdoor cut. Shot is blocked at the rim, and a rebound for Strothman. Good defense inside there by Axtell. 55 seconds and counting here in the first. 17-8, Centralia by 9. Right side to Brockstrom in the corner. Wants to drive. Stops on the elbow. Turning on a double team. Wants a backdoor pass. Finds it inside underneath. And a shot is up. And a shot is good for Aspen Bussing, who now has 4. And a stoppage of play for a potential injury. It is Aspen Bussing who made the bucket. A little hobbly coming up the floor, but appears to be okay. It's a 7-point Centralia lead. It's 17-10. 36 seconds and counting here in the first. So a nice job here by Axtell after giving up the first 10 points in less than 2 minutes. They have battled back. They're hanging in there, keeping it within striking distance. Another deflected pass out of bounds will keep it with Centralia. Own side of the floor. 29 seconds left here in the first. See if they want to play for the final shot. Roger Holthaus barking out instructions to Owen Dieters. Down to 20 seconds. Couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe, just dribbling out this clock to get the final shot here in the quarter. Here is Kramer, left side on the wing. Now 10 seconds, top of the key to Avery Dieters. Goes back left to Kramer, 6 seconds to work. Driving inside, puts up a shot. That one is in and out, no good. Rebound for McClellan, just a second left, and no shot for Axtell in the quarter, but a lot of points. 17-10 our score through the first 8 minutes. Centralia, the 7-point lead on the road. As we step aside for our first timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot. 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
All right, here we go. Start of the second quarter. It's 17-10, Centralia lead here at Axtell. Final game of the regular season for both of these teams, getting set for sub-state. Centralia earning the first round bye, and will play next week. As there's a missed three and a rebound for Avery Dieters, as she wants to push it from left to right. Haverkamp in the right corner, fires a three. Front rim, no good. Flinty, a rebound, dive into the bucket, missing a shot, but is fouled. And will shoot two. Second chance opportunity once again, this time for Abby Flinty. And she will shoot two free throws. The foul on Aspen Bussing, her first, team third. So Abby Flinty, the 3-year starter, averaging over 4 points, 3 rebounds a game, a 60% free throw shooter. Centralia is a team around 60% at the line. First one off the back heel, no good. So Centralia right now, a 1-for-4 start from the free throw line. Not quite 30 seconds into this second quarter, 17-10 our score. Panthers by a touchdown, looking to add one here. Flinty's second free throw is good. So Flinty goes 1-for-2, her first point tonight. Makes it 18-10 at Centralia, 30 seconds into this second quarter. And then a travel is called against Brockstrom right after she crossed the midcourt stripe. And for Axtell, team turnover number 6 here in the first half. So Centralia gets it back with an 8-point lead. Here is Flinty, left side on the wing, skips it right wing to Owen Dieters. Ball fakes, puts it on the dribble, another chest pass, cross the way again, left wing. Now Avery Dieters inside, kicks it to Haverkamp, right wing. Across the court, it goes to Wells, short corner left, and then her pass is intercepted in the corner by Brockstrom. Second turnover by Centralia. Here come the Eagles pushing the tempo a little bit. Aspen Bussing, right side pass to Brockstrom. Holds it high, looking for the top of the key. Good deflected pass into the backcourt, and it's a steal for Owen Dieters. Gets to the block, spins, had a layup, turns it down, and now kicks it out to Haverkamp. Some groans from the crowd on the Centralia side. Feeling that Owen gave up a wide open layup there. Here's Wells, left corner. Top of the key, it goes to Avery Dieters. Now inside to her sister, Owen, working on Strothman. Spins, good defense there by Strothman to keep her out of the front portion of the rim and kept her out of the paint a little bit. So Larice said, Haverkamp finds a diving Owen Dieters on Strothman. Layup good. And Roger Holthaus is going to burn a timeout after Owen Dieters lands another bucket. She's got seven. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 6:21 until halftime. It's a 10-point Centralia lead. It's 20-10. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Centralia. A zone defense here in the full court, applying some pressure here against Axel. Panthers leading by 10 at 20-10. Not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter. We get a whistle. And Abby Stevie now wants a timeout for Axel as they had some trouble getting it up the floor on that press that Roger Holthaus put together out of the timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Game again brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. For more information, balanced scoring for Centralia here in the first quarter and change. Owen Dieters with seven and then six apiece. My Haverkamp and Avery Dieters. Aspen Bussing leading Axel with 4 points and then three apiece by Taylor Brockstrom and Kennedy Dieters. 20-10 our score. Panthers trying to wrap up an undefeated regular season. And TBL regular season title. Of course, they won the TBL tournament last month in Frankfurt. And the number two ranked team getting set for Substate after tonight. We'll have a week off with a bye and we'll play next week. Again, their sights are set on Dodge City in a state championship run. Here's Axel with it. Here is a long three. It's an air ball by Aspen Bussing in the right corner. Owen Dieters with the rebound, pushing it in transition. Axel doing a good job in the transition defense there to make Centralia have to slow it down and reset. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, backing things out on the left wing. Now Haverkamp gets a touch here right side. Now Flinty on the right wing, holding it high, not using the dribble. Long pass to Avery Dieters on the wing, left side. Now bouncing to Wells in the corner. They want to get Owen Dieters inside, but Strothman doing a good job defensively, and now a backdoor cut by Wells in the pass. Out of bounds, thrown a little high there by Flinty, and it's a turnover by Centralia, their third. As Kramer comes back into the game for Wells, got 5:16 until halftime, a 20-10 Centralia lead. Things have slowed down offensively, and there's another pass, this one taken away by Avery Dieters. Another turnover by Axel. They set up Avery Dieters, top of the key for three. This one is short, another offensive rebound. This is Flinty who puts it back up and in. Abby Flinty with her first field goal. She's got three, and it's 22-10. The lead is 12 now for the Panthers, continuing to show that zone press, causing Axel some issues as there's a double team by Kramer and Owen Dieters, but they get it to Strothman. There's a cut inside. McClellan underneath quickly turns into a double team, trying to get out of some trouble, and we get a whistle and a three-second call in the lane. It's going to be a turnover once again for the Eagles. They're ninth here in the first half. They had a chance with McClellan underneath, but quickly got swarmed by three black jerseys and wasn't able to get out of there in time before the three-second call. Here's Centrilia into the front court with Haverkamp, left side to Kramer on the wing. Dribbles towards the top of the key, gets it off to Haverkamp on the right wing. Bouncing it waist high with the right hand. Now Kramer along two, left it short from the left wing, bounces near the free throw line, still out there, and finally picked up by Flinty. So Flinty now with multiple offensive rebounds. She has six boards here in the first half. Trillia gets another opportunity here, up 12. Owen Dieters getting it inside from her sister Avery. Shot is up no good, but two free throws coming up after a foul on Axtell. See who the foul is on. It'll be their fourth team foul. And they get Aspen Bussing with this one. That's her second. So this is Owen Dieters to shoot two. 7 points here in the first half, four boards. 56% free throw shooter. She is off on the first, no good. As Lainey Porting, a 5'9 junior, back into the game for Axtell, replacing Lily McClellan. 4:03 until halftime. Owen Dieters' second free throw. That one is good. And she's got eight to lead all scores. 23-10, Centralia by 13. Kirk can correct me if I'm wrong. A Baker's dozen. Here's Owen Dieters. Deflects that pass. Gets into transition and lays it in after the steal. Now 10 points for Owen Dieters. And it's a 15-point lead here for Centralia, 25-10. Axtell doing a good job this time. They get it in the front court. There's a three straight on that's no good by Aspen Bussing, but an offensive rebound by Strothman is up and no good. Then a rebound here for Avery Dieters. Now she pushes the transition. They're pushing the tempo in transition, and that one's knocked away by Allison Bussing, and then she comes away with a steal. Good job there by the Eagles defensively. So they get it back, Porting in the right corner. Goes to Strothman, now a baseline drive, gets all the way underneath and swings at left corner. This one's knocked away, but Brockstrom able to get it. Left wing three from way downtown. That one is no good. A rebound for Haverkamp. She wants to get it up the floor. This is Avery Dieter's spin. Shot is up. Too strong off the heel. Rebound for Axtell. Brockstrom has this one. And then a long pass up the floor, trying to get away in transition, and Flinty comes away with a steal. Now Kramer has it. Right block, bouncing it left corner. Good pass. Owen Dieters for three, left it short. Sister Avery the rebound, and she puts it up and in. Avery now with 8 points and four boards, and the lead is 17 at 27-10. As Axtell has not scored here in the second quarter. Until right there, a baseline drive is up and in by Lainey Porting. Big buckets for the Eagles, makes it 27-12. That stops a 10-0 run here in the quarter by Centralia. Here's Flinty, long pass to Owen Dieters, a right wing three, short, and a rebound far side, collected there by Brockstrom. Now Brockstrom far sideline, working it up the floor, 27-10, Centralia leading by 15, coming up on 2 minutes left in the first half. Here is Allison Bussing, top of the key, right side pass to Strothman, on the wing, pass inside, a little lazy, intercepted there by Kramer. Now Kramer, near side, up the floor. So when Dieters on the wing, now Kramer reversing left side, it goes to Haverkamp on the wing. Top of the key, Owen Dieters, ball fake, gets to the elbow, pulls from there, in there. Owen Dieters now with 12, pulls it from the right elbow and cashes one. It was kind of a line drive shot, but just enough to get it up and in, makes it 29-12. Strothman gets it up the floor, pass deflected and stolen away by Owen Dieters. Another turnover by Axtell. Here's Haverkamp, left side on the wing. 17 points in Trillia Lee, dominating here in the second quarter. Here's Avery Dieters, a right corner baseline J from 15. It's pure. And now Avery Dieters into double figures with 10, makes it 31-12 with 65 seconds left here in the first half. Here's Aspen Bussing, drives, kicks it to Strothman, right corner. Now a deep three by Allison Bussing is shorts, and out of bounds it goes, and back to Centralia with 56 seconds remaining in the half. Jaden Wells back in for Centralia. Also, Kennedy Dieters returns for Axtell as well. Also, Lily McClellan is back in for the Eagles as well. It's a 31-12 lead for Centralia. 56 seconds remaining here in the first half. See if they want to play for the final shot, as they have dominated here in the second quarter. Axtell has scored just 2 points here in the second quarter. Here's Avery Dieters, gets it inside from her sister Owen, kicks it right back out to her. Now, little two-man game here for Avery and Owen. They get it inside, but a nice reversal to Haverkamp with 30 seconds left. Now Avery, baseline drive right, gets it underneath, pass deflected, looking for Owen in the corner. She does get it. And now Flinty has it with 20 seconds to go. Right side pass to Haverkamp on the wing. 15 seconds, they'll reset up top with Owen Dieters, and now an opportunity to play for that final shot with 10 seconds to go. Here's Avery Dieters, right side to Owen, sets it up for three, nearly banked it in, no good. Haverkamp, though, to get the rebound, her shot is up, no good. Second chance, now a third opportunity for Haverkamp is up and in at the buzzer. That one is good, and it's a 33-12 lead for Centralia at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. All Centralia here in the girls' game. They lead at 33-12 against Axtell at halftime. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Yeah,
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
The Centralia girls trying to wrap up an undefeated regular season are in a good spot here at Axtell in the regular season finale, leading the Eagles 33-12 here at halftime. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. It was a 17-10 lead for Centralia after the first quarter, and credit Axtell. Centralia scored the first 10 points of the game in less than 2 minutes, and it looked like things were going to get really out of hand quickly, but they fought back and got it to a 17-10 game at the end of the first 8 minutes, but Centralia went cruising in the second as they outscored Axtell 16-2 and made it a 33-12 halftime lead as Axtell went about the first 6-plus minutes of the second quarter before getting that first bucket and their lone bucket in the second quarter. And it's really been the combination of Avery and Owen Dieters plus Lena Haverkamp becoming that third scorer as well. Those three have combined for the 30 of the 33 for Centralia in the first half. Owen Dieters with 12, Avery with 10, and with 8, the other 3 by Abby Flinty, and Flinty doing it not just on the offensive end, defensively doing it well and getting some offensive rebounds as Flinty, the 5'5 senior, has six first-half rebounds to go along with her 3 points. Aspen Bussing leading Axtell with four, three apiece by Taylor Brocksterman and Kennedy Dieters, and then also two from Lainey Porting, as it was an issue with turnovers for Axtell in the first half. They had 13 first-half turnovers. They did not shoot a free throw. Centralia was 3-7 at the line on the first half, and the Panthers out-rebounding the Eagles 18-10. Again, our score, Centralia 33, Axtell 12. Halftime continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Get our halftime score in the girls' contest. Centralia cruising. They lead it 33-12 here at Axtell. And with this being the final game of the regular season, sub-state brackets are out in Class 1A. And with Centralia being undefeated, one of the best in the state, they have a bye after tonight, as there will be first-round games coming up at the Frankfurt sub-state on Friday night. We'll have Frankfurt and Onega. That is a 3-6 matchup, with that winner going to D-West next week. And then Centralia next Friday would get the winner of the 4-5 game with Cara Parabelle and Troy. And now with Axtell, their sub-state hosting, they got Hanover and Lynn as the top two seeds, getting byes and waiting for their opponents next week. And Axtell is the 5 seed. They'll go to 4 seed Wetmore on Friday. Winner gets Hanover the following week. And the 3-6 matchup in that sub-state is Wakefield against Southern Cloud, with the winner of that one going to Lynn next Friday night. Again, 33-12, our score. Centralia trying to wrap up a perfect season. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Switching sides. Second half just getting set to get underway. Centralia will get the opening possession here in the third quarter. They'll go now from right to left. Eagles from left to right. Panthers leading 33-12 and trying to cap off the perfect 20-0 regular season and TVL championship. As long as they can get it done. Nice defense there by Kennedy Dieters, deflecting a pass out of bounds, so Centralia keeps. 12 seconds in, leading by 21 points. As Haverkamp and Avery and Owen Dieters combined for the 30-33 in the first half. Axtell continue to play his own defense. Here's Jaden Wells inside, had it knocked out of bounds and last touch by Wells, and the Axtell defense forcing a early turnover here in the third. Sixth turnover by Centralia here tonight. And now from left to right, here comes Axtell, their first possession of the second half. This is Brockstrom with it, top of the key, right side pass to Dieters. Now left side it goes to Porting. Porting gets to the elbow, kicks it straight left to Brockstrom on the wing. She wants to turn, gets inside. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound for Avery Dieters, and Centralia off and running. Here's Owen Dieters in the right corner, bouncing it inside to Avery, who swings at left corner. Haverkamp open for three, that's short. Backside rebound for Avery Dieters, keeping the possession alive, and they'll reset up top with Owen. High right on the wing, couple of dribbles waist high with the right hand. They swing it left side to Flinty in the corner. They find Avery Dieters on a cut, bouncing it to her sister Owen inside. A little ball fake, shot is up, no good, but a travel's going to be called.
I'm back.
Second turnover already in the quarter for the Panthers. Played a minute 10, 33-12 Centralia. Second quarter was the difference. They outscored Axtell 16-2 to build a big lead at the half is where we sit right now as Axtell turns this one over. Their 14th turnover of the game is they'll back it up and sit in their 2-3 zone. And here comes Owen Dieters across the timeline from right to left, working on the right wing, backing up there to her sister Avery up top. Left side to Haverkamp, now Wells in the corner. Back to Haverkamp, now Avery Dieters right wing. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter, 33-12 our score, and then Avery's pass deflected inside and stolen away by Laney Porting. And then there's a steal by Haverkamp and gets it right underneath and lays it in for two. And there's our first points here of the third quarter, makes it 35-12 as Haverkamp's now into double figures with 10. Left side pass to Brockstrom on the wing. Up top it goes. Now a pass deflected inside. They were looking for a backdoor cut, not there, and Abby Flinty comes away with a steal. Now Flinty thought about backing up into a right corner three. Instead, they reverse it left side. Owen Dieters open for three. This one not there. From right place, right time was Abby Flinty for another rebound, and they'll reset up top. Under 5.5 minutes left to go here in the third. 35-12 is the Centralia lead. Wells bouncing it inside. Owen Dieters underneath the bucket. Into the left corner. Good extra pass from Haverkamp to Avery Dieters. Her three is no good, and a rebound for Axel. Kennedy Dieters landing that rebound and then nearly throwing it away, but Axel gets it back, and it's Aspen busting up the way left to right and setting up here in the front court. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the third. As Porting gets it, now they reverse it left side. This is Kennedy Dieters for three. This one is not there, and a rebound for Jaden Wells. And then Wells had her pass taken away, and a layup is good by Aspen Bussing, who now has six. Big bucket there for Eagles, trying to get just a little bit of confidence here in the second half as Owen will drive, pull up in the paint, and lay it in. How about that? Owen Dieters now with 14 to lead all scorers, makes it 37-14. Panthers' lead is 23 as we're coming up on 4:20 left here in the quarter. Here's Aspen pushing a drive. Floater at the right hand is no good. Ball deflected out of bounds, but saved underneath there by Avery Dieters, but saved into the hands Bussing for Axtell. Now there's a drive and a layup good with the left hand by Lady Porting, who now has four. Makes it 37-16 with 4 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Haverkamp, baseline drive from the left corner, cut off, good defense there by Kennedy Dieters. Gets it high left here to Flinty. Now curls to the right elbow, now backs it out top of the key. Looking right, gets it to Avery Dieters on the right wing. Wants a ball screen from Wells. Works it into the corner. Now inside, and a whistle and a foul. It's our first foul here in the third quarter against Axtell. We'll get this one on Porting. That's her third. And our first sub here in the second half is Tatum Kramer. Will check in for Centralia, taking the spot of the junior, Jaden Wells. So this will be Owen Dieters to throw it in. Right side of her own backboard. Gets it off to Haverkamp in the right corner. Good cut by Avery Dieters. Gets it inside. Her shot is up, no good. But a backside rebound is up and trickles off from Kramer. And another rebound this time from Avery Dieters. And they'll reset up top for a third opportunity here. As Owen will fire a three straight on. That one's no good. Gets deflected all the way here near midcourt and out of bounds. And it's last touched by Axtell. So still just trouble. As technically, Centralia working on basically their third opportunity on this possession. They've had multiple offensive rebounds, and Axel wasn't able to get that one off the Owen Dieters missed three. And another opportunity here. 37-16 is the Centralia lead as we're coming up on 3 minutes left here in the third. Kramer's pass to the elbow. Flinty dives. Layup no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Flinty will go ahead and shoot two. Second team foul against Axtell as Strothman will get set to check in as Porting has picked up her fourth. That means Chloe Strothman, the 6 foot sophomore, will check in. Abby Flinty will shoot two. 5'5 senior, 3 points and seven rebounds here as she knocks in the first free throw. She's got four, makes it 38-16. Centralia's lead is 22. As Tori Kuckelman will check in as well for the Panthers. As Flinty will have a second opportunity at the stripe. That one is good as well. So she goes two for two. She's got five in the game. Makes it 39-16 Centralia with 3 minutes left here in the third. Here is Brockstrom near sideline up the floor. Top of the key to Aspen Bussing. Left side pass, it goes to McClellan. Rocksterman has it top of the key, nearly lost it, but got it back. Thought about stepping into a three, picks it up, closed out there by Flinty. Now Strothman, a pass inside, deflected and intercepted. Here's Owen Dieters near sideline up the floor. She wants to take it all the way. Sidestep layup is good with some contact. 16 now for Owen Dieters, makes it 41-16. With 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Again, the Eagles, it's been a tough year. 11 straight losses coming into tonight. Again, they'll get Wetmore in the sub-state opener on Friday. There's a missed three and a rebound for Kuckelman. He's played a little bit of time here in this one. There's a pass inside from Owen to her sister Avery for two, and then a whistle and a timeout. 12 now for Avery Dieters. It's 43-16 Centralia. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside. 2:10 left here in the third. All Centralia back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman with you. Axel with the ball out of the timeout. Got a minute 52 left here in the third. It's been all Centralia. They lead it 43-16. Axel to throw it in underneath their own bucket. This is Bussing to throw it in. Still looking over the top pass, and then it goes sailing into the backcourt, and Kennedy Dieters for the Eagles able to chase it down. And now a stoppage of play here by the official here on the near sideline, and not sure what the stoppage was for. It wasn't touched, so they could certainly throw it into the backcourt there. And they're going to call a double dribble against Axtell. And that'll be a turnover, and Centralia will get it back as Jaden Wells will check in for Avery Dieters. She'll probably get a quick breather. So we're down to a minute 50 left here in the third. It's a 43-16 Centralia lead as Kuckelman has it in the right corner. Haverkamp a touch, now Wells. Left side to Owen Dieters on the wing. Long pass to Haverkamp in the right corner. Works out of some trouble there. Now Kuckelman, entry pass. Owen Dieters turns, fires, and delivers. Owen Dieters again. She's got 18. Makes it 45-16 Panthers. Under 90 seconds left here in the quarter. There is Brockstrom bouncing it left side. This is McClellan. Gets to the free throw line. Difficult shot. Hits the front rim. No good. And Haverkamp collects this rebound, far sideline, up the floor for Centralia. There's a pass deflected into the backcourt by Brockstrom, but Owen Dieter is able to chase it down and gets it back here in the front court. Right wing gets a Haverkamp screen, pulls up from 15. That one is no good, and a rebound by Aspen Bussing. Now she wants to push the tempo a little bit with under a minute left here in the quarter. Long pass left side. It goes to Brockstrom. Top of the key to Aspen Bussing. Thought about stepping in towards the free throw line. Instead, blocked out there by Haverkamp. Now Brockstrom in a deep three. Off the heel, no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it stays with Axtell. 39 seconds left here in the third, trailing Centralia 45-16. As Avery Dieters and Abby Flinty will check in for the Panthers, replacing Kuckelman and Kramer. 39 seconds left here in the third. Pass deflected by Haverkamp, and she comes away with a steal. And it was deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Axtell, so Centralia keeps it. 36 seconds left here in the quarter. The
we are having such a good hair day. Selfie time! Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking...
So here is Owen Dieters walking it slowly across the timeline. Looks like they may play for the final shot. 23 seconds and counting here in the third. Their lead is 45-16. Owen Dieters gets it right back top of the key. Left side pass, this is Haverkamp. They want to swing it. Now Owen Dieters a touch with 11 seconds. Over the top pass inside to Avery. Finds a cutting Owen inside. Working on a double. Her layup is good. Owen Dieters hits 20 tonight. It's 47-16. Just 1 second to go. A heave at the buzzer from half court is no good. And we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter as the Centralia lead is 31. 47-16. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Crop Insurance Solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
FM KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, running clock here in the girls' contest. Centralia's lead is 47-16. Roger Holthaus has emptied the bench with some reserves. It'll be Jaden Wells. She's a normal starter, but we got Kuckelman, Kyra Bergman, Haley Doman is out there as well. As again, 7.5 minutes away from a perfect undefeated season for the Panthers, as there's a three from the left side, no good there by Aspen Bussing, and a rebound there for Tatum Kramer, the freshman for the Panthers. They get it to Wells at the elbow, turns, had it knocked away, and Axel trying to come away with a steal, and we get a whistle and a jump ball, the possession arrow, and keeps it with Centralia, and the running clock in effect. A 31-point Centralia lead. They outscored Axtell 14-4 in the third. Turned a 21-point halftime lead into a 31-point lead at the end of three. Here's Kuckelman looking for Kramer on a cut inside. Gets it underneath. Nice bounce pass into the corner. Here is Doman, a three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Axtell. That's Porting with it. And the Eagles will slow things down. Clock at 6:40 and counting. 47-16 our score. Centralia, the number two ranked team in 1AD1. The final rankings released today, as they will have some nice time off after the win tonight and won't play until next Friday night. There's a missed shot inside and a whistle and a foul. Good offensive rebound by Lily McClellan, and she will shoot two. The 5'8 senior for Axtell will get the foul on Kuckelman for the Panthers. That is her first. And surprisingly, the first foul for Centralia here in the second half. As the first free throw is in and out, no good. McClellan will try to get one of two, and she does. First free throws of the night for Axtell. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. There have not been many fouls in this game. About 7 or 8 total. Give or take maybe 1 or 2, but it's been a pretty open game with these officials. Here's a deep NBA range three that's no good by Kuckelman, and a rebound for Axtell brought in there by Aspen Bussing. Now she'll push the pressure up the floor, guarded by Kramer. And the running clock in effect, 47-17 our score. Here's a deep three, that's nothing but net, by Allison Bussing. Her first bucket tonight makes it 47-20 at under 5 minutes to go. Kramer, right side pass. This is Kuckelman, now Wells at the elbow. Hands it right back. Doman gets it left wing. Picks up the dribble, now right side to Kramer. Kramer drives, a little pull up, that's no good. And a rebound for Porting for Axtell. Works it near sideline from left to right. Top of the key it goes to Allison Bussing. Now off to Aspen Bussing. Short corner right it goes to McClellan. Kicks it back. Right corner three. This one is in and out, no good. And a rebound on the far side by Kuckelman for Centralia. Now she works it with some pace far sideline. Stops on the wing. Top of the key to Kramer. 4:15, a running clock here in the fourth. 47-20. The Centralia lead is 27. Here's Doman, a long pass to Kramer, snatching it with one hand out of the sky to save a turnover. She drives. Her shot is short. Tipped out of bounds and last touched by the Eagles as they couldn't collect the rebound, as we'll get a couple other subs into the ball game. Isabel Haverkamp, a freshman, is in for the Panthers. I think a couple subs in for Axtell as well, as it'll be Kennedy Dieters and Taylor Brockstrom who will check back in as the clock continues to run. Now under 3:40. 47-20, this Centralia lead. Bouncing it inside off the inbounds pass. Shot quickly up, no good, and a rebound for Axtell. Brockstrom gets that one. And she will work it down the middle of the floor. Now angles left to the elbow, stops there, kicks it left. It's Aspen Bussing. Now she wants to drive, cut off. Top of the key, it goes to Kennedy Dieters. Pass inside, shot is up, and it's good off the window by Lainey Porting. She's got six, makes it 47-22 Centralia. Coming up on 3 minutes left in the ball game as a pass by Kuckelman is out of bounds, and that is a turnover by Centralia. So again, the reserves in late. With the running clock and the big lead, a big night for Owen Dieter. She had 20 in three quarters. Four rebounds as well for the number two ranked team in 1A D1. Porting again will try her luck inside. That one is no good. And a rebound for Centralia as Isabel Haverkamp has that one. The freshman. Pass left side to Doman. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now her pass towards the elbow is overthrown. And a turnover here by Centralia. And then Axtell going to give it right back as we're down to 2:20 to go. Centralia with the ball. Haverkamp has it. Short corner right. Swinging her arms through a double team, and that's got to be a travel, and it is. So another turnover by Centralia, but again, just trying to run the clock out with the big lead, and we get a whistle and a timeout called by Abby Stevie, head coach for Axtell. Stops the clock at 2:07 left in the game. 47-22. All Panthers, it is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, game tonight brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. We had a couple of game changes with our score sheet today, as one of the other TBL games that was scheduled for tonight was Donovan West against Troy. That game was canceled, again, with all the cold, frosty weather today. A Big 7 matchup between Hiawatha and Sabetha. That was moved to Thursday. So, again, a couple of games affected by the cold, bitter weather today. But all the other games in the area tonight as scheduled. As we're down to 2 minutes to go, Axtell with the ball. This is Brockstrom in top of the key. Right side pass to Dieters along two. That's short. Bodies hit the floor trying to grab the rebound, and it's a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Axtell. Under 1:45 left. This will be Aspen Bussing to throw it in. Over the top pass to Brockstrom out high. Now it's Dieters. Left side, Aspen Bussing, a corner three, and that's bottom. Aspen Bussing has had a nice night. She's got nine, the 5'7 senior. Makes it 47-25. Centralia's lead is 22. Another pass deflected out of bounds. As we're under 1:20 with the running clock in effect. It's a 31-point Centralia lead at the end of three. And there's a deep right corner three by Tori Kuckelman. And she buries that one. Makes it 50-25 Centralia. Coming up on the final minute in this ball game. Axtell maybe another possession or two. It's Aspen Bussing another three. And the heat check from the right corner is good, and she's got 12 on back-to-back triples. 50-28 Centralia, under 50 seconds to go, and now she comes away with a steal to go coast to coast. Trickles off no good, but an offensive is no good, and then a rebound for Centralia. And they will get this possession here as might be able to run it out with 30 seconds to go. A 50-28 lead. Down to 20. Pass was deflected out of bounds. As the running clock continues to go. Final 15 seconds. Centralia has it. Might be able to get a shot up if they want. Doman backs it out. And I think she's just going to run out the clock here. As Kuckelman has it left wing. 4 seconds. And the Centralia Panthers undefeated season at 20-0. the Twin Valley League champions of 2021-2022 with their sights set on much bigger prizes with Substate beginning next week. Again, our final score, Centralia 50, Axel 28. Postgame is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for Centralia to wrap up the perfect regular season. We're back to recap it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
One game down, one to go. It's the final week of the regular season here in high school basketball in the state of Kansas. And for these two teams tonight, Centralia and Axtell, it is the regular season finale. As Centralia wraps up the perfect season, at least the regular season, they are 20-0, getting ready for Substate next week. Panthers roll 50-28. Here at Axtell tonight, Eagles with the loss, now 12 straight defeats. They are now 3-18 heading into their Substate matchup on Friday night at Wetmore. But again, big one tonight for Centralia. They jumped out with the first 10 points in just a couple of minutes in the first quarter, but Axtell fought back. 17-10.
Kansaland
Centralia
Radio.
Lead at the end of the first quarter. But a 16-2 advantage by Centralia in the second quarter gave them a 21-point halftime lead, and they were able to get that out to 47-16 at the end of three, which gave us a running clock in the fourth. At that point, Centralia emptied the bench and got some reserves, some time in the fourth. Axtell would outscore Centralia 12-3 in the fourth, but at that point, again, a 31-point lead after three. And again, the final score tonight, 50-28, as Centralia wins the TBL and has a perfect record to this point at 20-0. Let's get you the numbers from this one tonight. And the freshman Owen Dieter, sensational once again, 20 points in three quarters. She had four rebounds and was 1-of-2 at the line. Her sister, Avery Dieters, the senior, near double-double with 12 points and 8 rebounds. Lena Haverkamp also in double figures with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Abby Flintsey, the senior guard, 5 points and 7 rebounds. She was 3-of-4 at the free throw line. And then it was Tori Kuckelman, a 3-ball as well in the fourth, rounding out the scoring for Centralia. Nice night for Axel's Aspen Bussing, who had a couple of threes late and finished with 12 points. They got six from Laney Porting, and then three apiece by Taylor Brockstrom, Kennedy Dieters, and Allison Bussing. And then they got 1 point as well from Lily McClellan. 20 turnovers for Axel tonight. Centralia had 13. Not many free throws and not many fouls. Axel was just 1-of-2 at the line in the game, and that was late. So, again, not many fouls and not many free throws. Centralia did shoot 9 free throws, or 5-of-9. Abby Flinty, again, leading the charge out of that category, hitting 3-of-4. And the rebound category favoring Centralia as the Panthers out-rebounded Axtell 29-18. So, again, it is parents' night here at Axtell between ball games, so they're doing some festivities between. So we'll have a little bit of extra time before we get you to the boys' game. So hang with us, but a big win for Centralia. But now it's time to announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, Owen Dieter's a big night. She had 20 in three quarters, 20 points, four rebounds. She was 1-of-2 at the line and just absolutely getting it done. 10 of her 20 points were in the third quarter as they were able to turn a 21-point halftime lead into a 31-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, giving us a running clock down the stretch. And Centralia again winning at 50-28 as they cap off the perfect regular season at 20-0. Axtell again will head to their sub-state game Friday at Wetmore as they have lost now 12 straight games and are 3-18. On the year. So again, Owen Dieters, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. As again, 20 points and 4 rebounds to lead Centralia to their 20th win of the season. So again, that's going to wrap things up for our first half of the broadcast. As we got our boys contest coming up here in about 15 or 20 minutes, depending on, again, the festivities here as they're doing parents' night in between ball games. So nice to see all the parents out here supporting the kids and getting things done. But Centralia will go for the sweep tonight as the girls again winning it in the first ball game, 50-28, to cap off the undefeated regular season at 20-0. Axtell again 3-18 after the loss. So again, we'll send it back to the studio for about 15 minutes or so, and then hang tight. We'll come back and get you set for the boys' contest. First matchup of the season between Centralia and Axtell. The nightcap as we'll wrap up our final broadcast here in the regular season. So back to the studio. Kirk Kilman will take care of you and then come back with us here in about 12 or 13 minutes and we'll get you set for Centralia and Axtell in the nightcap. So back to the studios. We're back in a bit. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.